Audio presents A Wild Swan by Michael Cunningham. Read for you by Billy Huff and Lily Taylor. Disenchant. Most of us are safe. If you're not a delirious dream the gods are having, if your beauty doesn't trouble the constellations, nobody's going to cast a spell on you. No one wants to transform you into a beast or put you to sleep for 100 years. The wraith disguised as a pixie isn't thinking of offering you 3 wishes, with doom hidden in them like a razor in a cake. The middling maidens, the ones best seen by candlelight, corseted and rouged, have nothing to worry about. The pudgy, pockmarked heirs apparent, who torment their underlings and need to win at every game, are immune to curse and hex. B-list virgins do not excite the forces of ruination. Callow swains don't infuriate demons and sprites. Most of us can be counted on to manage our own undoings. Vengeful entities seek only to devastate the rarest, the ones who have somehow been granted not only bower and trumpet, but comeliness that startles the birds in the trees, coupled with grace, generosity, and charm so effortless as to seem like ordinary human qualities. Who wouldn't want to fuck these people up? Which of us does not understand, in our own less presentable depths, the demons and wizards compelled to persecute human mutations clearly meant, by deities thinking only of their own entertainment, to make almost everyone feel lonelier and homelier, more awkward, more doubtful, and blamed than we actually are? If certain manifestations of perfection can be disgraced or disfigured, or sent to walk the earth in iron shoes, the rest of us will find ourselves living in a less arduous world, a world of more reasonable expectations, a world in which the appellations beauty and potency can be conferred upon a larger cohort of women and men, a world where praise won't be accompanied by an implied willingness to overlook a few not-quite qualities, a little bit of less than. Please ask yourself, if you could cast a spell on the ludicrously handsome athlete and the lingerie model he loves, or on the wedded movie stars whose combined DNA is likely to produce children of another species entirely, would you? Does their aura of happiness and prosperity, their infinite promise, irritate you, even a little? Does it occasionally make you angry? If not, blessings on you. If so, however, there are incantations and ancient songs. There are words to be spoken at midnight, during certain phases of the moon, beside bottomless lakes hidden deep in the woods, or in secret underground chambers, or at any point where 3 roads meet. These curses are surprisingly easy to learn.
A Wild Swan. Here in the city lives a prince whose left arm is like any other man's, and whose right arm is a swan's wing. He and his 11 brothers were turned into swans by their vituperative stepmother, who had no intention of raising the 12 sons of her husband's former wife, whose pallid, mortified face stared glassily from portrait after portrait, whose unending pregnancies had dispatched her before her 40th birthday. 12 brawling, boastful boys. 12 fragile and rapacious egos. 12 adolescents, all presented to the new queen as routine aspects of her job. Do we blame her? Do we really? She turned the boys into swans and commanded them to fly away. Problem solved. She spared the 13th child, the youngest, because she was a girl, though the stepmother's fantasies about shared confidences and day-long shopping trips evaporated quickly enough. Why, after all, would a girl be anything but surly and petulant toward the woman who'd turned her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?